It's a double parsha. We got to look a little bit at Parshas Bahar. The Or HaChaim does something in Bechukosai which is extremely, extremely interesting. He starts off by giving 42 explanations. That's right, 42 explanations for the words in Bechukosai Teilechu. Really, the whole pasuk. In Bechukosai Teilechu, Vetzmesvosai Tishmru, Vasisam Osam. Or Chaim HaKadosh has 42 explanations of what it means in Bechukosai Teilechu, Vesvesvosai Tishmru, Vasisam Osam. Shall we? That's all we're going to do today. You'll do the Tocha on your own. If you're into Tocha, you can do that on your own. Okay? Let's begin from the beginning. In Bechukosai Teilechu. He starts off by saying, B'toras Kohanim, Medrash tells us, Amruzal Yachol Eila Mitzvos. You might think in Bechukosai Teilechu, if you walk in my decrees, if you follow my decrees, you might think that's a reference to mitzvos. Kishu Omer, but when the pasuk says Ve'es Mitzvosai, so obviously the second part of the pasuk is talking about mitzvos. So what's the Chukosai Teilechu referring to? Hare Mitzvos Ha'amuros. Mitzvos already mentioned in the words Ve'es Mitzvosai. Ma ani makayim in Bechukosai. So what is the chok? What are the decrees that are being hinted to in Bechukosai Teilechu? Lios amelim b'Torah. It comes to tell us that a person should be amel b'Torah. Okay, a very famous chazal. We know it from Rashi. In Bechukosai Teilechu to amelim b'Torah. It's not just that you should practically learn Torah to perform mitzvos, but you should be diligent in your study of Torah. Lios amelim b'Torah. V'tam shekara kasav amel ha-Torah chuka. Why does the Torah refer to a melis b'Torah as a chok? What about it as a chok? Chok usually refers to mitzvahs we don't have a logical understanding of. So he starts off by saying a beautiful thing. Litzad sheyesh ba mitzvah afilu lilmo dvarim shelamadam pa'amayim v'gimol v'heim netuam etzlo. A chok means that the something doesn't really make sense al pi teva, al pi that which is logical or rational. So I've learned Bava Kama before. Maybe I've learned Bava Kama so well that I know about that. And yet the Torah still, Hashem, still wants me to learn Bava Kama. But I've learned it two or maybe three times. It's the two of Metzlo. It's already been implanted in my heart. I don't need to learn Bava Kama anymore. And yet the chok of the Torah, we recable it as if it's a chok, as if it's a decree, an absolute demand of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whether you feel like it makes sense or not, a Jew has to learn Torah. Ki chafit Hashem beitza katorah, chuka chakak v'timsa she'amru chazal, in the Medrash and Kohelis Rabbah, ki letam she'yomar adam Torah b'cheshek tamid, gazra chachmasi yizbarach she'adam lomi v'shocheach. It's a desire of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that Jews should constantly be learning Torah. In fact, he says, the Medrash tells us that so that one will maintain a desire to learn Torah, we learn and we forget. So that way you open up your Bava Kama and you see that it's all marked up and you say, when did I learn this? I don't remember learning this. I mean, I know I did. And I start thinking about, oh yeah, I remember, yeah, I did learn Bava Kama. Wow, I really don't remember anything. Okay, Gavaldik, fresh start. A fresh start with some horrors on the side of my Gemara already. So that's the Chok. That's the element of Chok that applies to Lima Torah. Okay, that's why it's Bechukosai Teilechu. But there's an element of Chok that a Jew always has to be learning Torah. Even if you do remember it, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift in the form of forgetting that allows us to come back to it with greater cheshek, and that's the chok of Lima Torah. V'tam amru chukosai, and the reason it says chukosai lashon rabim, yirmos lebeiz toros. Study my decrees, right? Take seriously. Walk in the way of chukosai, he says it's a reference to Torah Shebichzav and Torah Shebalpeh. U'masoras hateva lashon yachid, she'ein vav bein kuf letav. And yet chukosai is spelled without the vav. Now you can take a look at the word. The word is spelled chaser. Almost implying, he says, as if it's lashon yachid, to tell us that lomar ki torah shval peh hi klula b'torah shebachsav v'sham binyana. To remind us that even though there are two Torahs, there's a world called Torah shebachsav and a world called Torah shval peh, and that's why the word itself is Bechukosai, decrees, plural, these two separate domains of Torah, but it's written Ki'ilu without the Vav. It almost looks, the Mesores, the way that it appears before your eyes, again we pronounce it Chukosai. but it looks almost as if it's Lashon Yachid to imply that there's a oneness to the two Torahs. To realize that all of Torah Shebaal Peh is Kalula B'Torah Shebichsav. Furthermore, the chukosai in the plural is hinting to the fact that what? That the Torah is meant to be studied day and night. And yet, the implication of the word lacking the vav, again, the appearance of the word looking like Lashon Yachid, shows us that what? That the way to be kovei itim b'Torah day and night is within a 1 day period. So it looks like Lashon Yachid. That's why, again, even though it's a strange thing, even though everything we do in the Jewish calendar really starts at the night and is followed by the day, when it comes to Torah, we actually don't operate that way. When it comes to Torah, you make Birchas HaTorah in the morning. You don't have to make a new Birchas HaTorah after Maariv. We judge a period of time from a day followed by its night, which is the way we operate in the Beis HaMikdash and Karbanos, which might be an indication that Torah is rooted in that world of Kedushas, Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos, and things of that nature. It hints to the Kedusha of Torah that it's day followed by night, as opposed to night followed by day. But he's saying that's what's hinted to by the fact that Chukosai is spelled almost looks like it's a singular word, without the Vav, it's written Chaser, to imply that even though there are Chukosai, you have to establish two periods of time for Torah, Torah study by day and Torah study by night, but the way to assess a time period is within Yom Echad. That's why the word, again, appears singular. Okay, the same way again. There's Torah Shavuot and Torah Shavuot Peh, but there's a oneness to them. So there's an obligation to learn Torah by day, an obligation to learn Torah by night, but there's a oneness to them. Sandy, good luck with your test. Thanks for coming. Yeah?
Don't we, doesn't it say if you forget your Torah study and it's like very bad?
Yeah.
I forgot what it is.
If you forget your Torah study because you're responsible, it's very bad. If you forget your Torah study because you're a human being and there's only so much one can retain, right? Meaning if you don't chazer properly and you learn in a way that, for example, imagine a person learned and he didn't take notes. That's terrible. It's a bush on the shanda. So you have a very accessible technique to better remember your Torah and you don't take advantage of it. That seems irrational. I mean, I hope Hashem doesn't punish anyone, but it seems to me to be a little bit foolish. But if you do what you can and then you still forget, there's actually a bracha in the forgetting that gives you the opportunity to start again. Okay, od yirtza ki tzaracha adam b'kiyum mitzvah satorah b'ezdvar. It could be, again, the b'chukosai in the plural alludes to two aspects of Lima Torah. Namely, ha'alef lilmod la'atzvah v'abez l'lamid l'acherim. An integral part. Look in the Rambam, and he defines the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, the definition of learning Torah is lilmod u'lalamid. Two critical components to Lima Torah. Lilmod la'atzvah and l'lamid l'acherim. As it says in the Torah, v'limata mosomes b'neichem. By the way, if I asked you, where does it say in the Torah you're supposed to learn Torah? So you're talking, well, you just told me, b'chukosai teileichu, b'yosam meilim b'torah. So I said, come on, tell me honestly, give me a nice, clear pasuk that says there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Anyone? Not so pasha to find, that's the point I'm trying to make. You know what's easier to find? Teach Torah. Teach it to your children. That's the pasuk he quotes here. Devar mir aleph. V'limadetem osam es b'neichem. V'shinanta v'gomer. Teaching Torah. So you see from the presentation of the Torah itself that teaching is an integral part of learning Torah. The Rav used this to explain, or Soloveitchik explained, based on this, why we make a bracha on writing, right? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah and Tzimun Mem Zayin. Why do we make a bracha on writing Torah, but you don't make a bracha on thinking Torah? Rav Soloveitchik explained very simply. Because when a person thinks Torah, so no one can know, no one can read my mind, no one knows what I'm thinking. And therefore my Lima Torah is incomplete. So it doesn't deserve a Birchas Torah. But what if I write down Torah, if I take notes, for example, and someone comes and reads my notes, so then I've taught them Torah. So therefore the act of writing Torah contains within it the fullness of the Lima Torah experience, both learning for yourself and the possibility of teaching others. And therefore, you do make a Birchas HaTorah when you write Torah. Obviously, the best way to learn Torah is to speak Torah. And that certainly is for you and gives others easy access to your words. Okay, but again, the Chukosai, we've given three explanations of the Chukosai. It's plural, although it appears singular. Either to tell us what? That there are two Torahs, there's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh, and they have to be pulled together as one. There's the mitzvah to learn Torah day and the mitzvah to learn Torah at night. And again, that also takes place in one time period. And lastly, it could be b'chukosai alludes to the obligation to both learn and to teach Torah. That's why it says chukosai lashon rabim lil modu lalame lishmer v'lasos ka'amru v'as mitzvosai is tishmeru v'as isa mosam. Okay, that was just to whet our appetite. Now he says, I want to give you 42 explanations of why the pasuk says teilecho. Now you'll see not all 42 have to do exactly with the word teilecho. It really has to do again with the entirety of the pasuk. But let's begin. V'tam amru lashon halicha lomar shetzarech lasuk b'torah afilu b'halichas al haderech. The reason that he uses a lashon of halicha, first and foremost, is to teach us that a Jew needs to what? To learn Torah when he travels, when he's walking around, when he's on his way to his summer internship, or he's taking the bus home, or he's riding the train. Tzarech lasuk b'torah afilu b'halichas al haderech uvelech d'chav haderech. Right? A person has to always be so into Torah that Torah is not only found in the Beis Medrash or in the Beis Knesset. Torah is found, or in my home, Torah is found on the road. It's very chashuv. So therefore, in b'chukosai teilecho, if you're going to be serious about my Torah, then teilecho. You're going to be a holich. You're going to walk with Torah. Travel with Torah. Yeah?
Isn't there times where, for example, maybe on the subway that you wouldn't learn Torah?
It's not conducive. Yeah. For Lima Torah. It's true, there might be considerations in terms of speaking Torah in the presence of Erva, but in terms of listening to Torah, it shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't be a problem. Again, yes, there are environments that are more conducive and less conducive to Lima Torah, and there are halachos, in terms of, you know, being in a place that has a foul smell, being in a place where people are not dressed properly. There are places where one cannot learn Torah. But as much as one can, a person has to travel with Torah. We don't leave Torah at home. We take it with us. Okay? Number one. Number two. Od yirtzal derech masha amru. How many of you think I'm going to do all 42? Yeah? You think so? Let's see. Od yirtzal derech masha amru. A second shot. David HaMelech said, Chishavti derechai v'gomer. A famous medrash in this week's parsha. Chishavti derechai, David HaMelech says, I planned my ways. Shayed David choshev lasos in yanim v'raglav molichim osom me'atzon al beis ha-medrash. Remember this medrash? David HaMelech says, I set out every morning to go to UN meetings to talk about, right? And I end up, my feet take me to the beis ha-medrash. My feet take me automatically to the beis ha-medrash. What does that even mean? It's a strange medrash. So, he says, it's possible for a person to train himself so deeply with Torah that Torah becomes automatic for him. It becomes so natural for him to be involved with Torah that your body, without even thinking, without even making rational decisions, your body knows in any given situation what it's supposed to do or not supposed to do. What's a very good example of this? In Parshas Vayera. Guys, this is the Aruch Chaim final. No, I'm joking. What's a good example of this in Parshas Vayera? In Parshas Vayera, it says by Kedas Yitzchak that Avram was about to slaughter his son, yeah? And it says that he took the knife and he stretched out his hand. Why did he stretch out his hand? What does that mean, he stretched out his hand? Why did he have to stretch out his hand? Why did Avram have to stretch out his hand? The answer is because his body knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to actually do it. His body sensed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't actually want him to kill Yitzchak. And therefore what? And therefore his body was, before Hashem even called it off, his body, right? Vayishalach, he has to send forth his hand. So you could say Pashut Pshat is that it's a struggle for him to do the mitzvah because he's killing his son. It's hard for him. No, it wasn't hard for him. His body sensed that the real Ratzon Hashem was not to kill Yitzchak. So his body picked up on it before he'd even heard the angel tell him, don't do it. That's a person who's trained their body to be on autopilot for their Ribono Shel Olam. And that's a good thing. So he says again, L'rov ha-chefet v'ha-ratzon v'ha-gilus b'davar, David HaMelech was so deeply connected that his body was always able to guide itself towards Torah. V'hu omer v'chukos ha-teilechu, perish. Halichascha me'atzma. Tia Acharea. Kamaimer David. The Rav Cheshek Varagilis. That your body should be pulled towards Torah and Mitzvahs automatically because you love Torah and Mitzvahs so much. That's the standard response of my body when it wakes up in the morning. It's eager to Torah. It shouldn't be that it's such a struggle to bring oneself to connect to Torah. He happens to have a piece in Achrei Mos, in Perek Yudches Pasuk Dalid, where he says a similar thing. He quotes from Rishon Bar Yochai, he quotes from the Zohar. 248 limbs, 365 sinews, correspond to the mitzvah sasei and mitzvah slow sasei. When you do a mitzvah with that body part, you bring the name of God upon that body part. So he writes in Achrei Mos, again, it's a little hard for me to direct you to the piece right now, but you'll take my word for it. It's in Parak Yudches, Pasuk Dal, in the last piece. He says, what you see from this, Harisa ladas ki ba'asos ha-mitzvah nasa adam merkav l'shchina u'mischalech Hashem b'socho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes one with you. And he says, he quotes this medrash again a little bit earlier, and says a person can develop such a desire for mitzvahs that it becomes automatic. Your body is just infused with a desire to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's in b'chukosai teilechu. In b'chukosai, if you really have a deep connection to my mitzvahs, then teilechu. Then automatically, you'll be drawn to mitzvahs. Yeah?
It's like that story from the Salon Tzedek.
Which one?
Sometimes I'll see him ask him, like, why he does a certain thing. I think when washing his hand, he said, like, ask him with halachic source. He said, I don't know, but when I was a little boy, I treated myself like silly to act according to halacha. So wow. That's true.
Right? It feels like this is the Ratzon Hashem. I can't give you the exact source, but I know that this is the halacha, right? Chavetz Chaim pointing to his heart, exactly. Okay, shot number three, Gimel. Odi Yitzapi Ma'amar and the Zohar says that the Torah is made up of four sections: Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. It's a pardes, it's an orchard. And from the pardes emerges the shivim panim latorah. And I don't know if each of the pathways has shivim panim latorah, or in total there are shivim panim latorah. Another reason. This is number three. That there's a pardes of Torah which divides into 70 faces of Torah, 70 facets of Torah. V'chol ofen lakama archin u'shvilin u'sivos, and it breaks down further into what? Into different pathways. In b'chukosai, realize there are many ways to learn Torah. Chukosai. There's a pshat, there's a remnant, there's a drushan, there's a sword. And teilechu, you should have a shaykhus to all of them. You should try to walk in all the different paths of Torah. Don't say, I'm only into pshat. Oh, I'm only into sword. Pardes. Teilechu. Perush. B'chol arachin u'shvilin yelech b'hem b'feirush haksuvim. To walk in the interpretation of the psukim in all of its modes and all of its various expressions. V'lo yomer she'in b'tor ela pshat hamuvan lakol. And don't be, God forbid, the type of person who says, there's only pshat. Pshat is the ikar. Right? The pshat is the main way. Shalom. Pshat is the main way to learn Torah. There's a pshat, there's a remnant, there's a drush and a sword, and b'chukosai. B'chukosai, plural, there's many paths, teilechu. You should try to explore all of them. Okay? Dalit. It could be that teilechu is a reference not only to what? To the study of Torah in b'chukosai, but in really everything you do, teilechu, walk in the way of Torah. In all of your activities, you should be mindful of Him. As the Rambam writes in the third parak of Ilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Yasim el libo, kidei sheyagufo shalim v'chazak, kidei sh'tiyeh v'chulu ladasas Hashem. Why do I eat? To be able to serve Hashem. Why do I sleep? To be able to serve Hashem. Why do I allow myself various forms of bodily pleasure? To have strength to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do I exercise? To serve Hashem. Why do I do everything? To serve Hashem better. She'i efshar sheyavin v'yastakel b'chachmos v'chulu, nimtza ha'mahalich v'derech zeh kol yamav ovid Hashem. The Rambam is telling us that a person who's trying to think about, why am I doing the things that I do? Why do I want to have money? To better serve Hashem. Why do I want to have health? To better serve Hashem. Why do I want to have wisdom? To better serve Hashem. A person who has that attitude, that outlook that everything I do is for Hashem, he truly serves Hashem his entire life. Everything he does is the service of Hashem. Now, there might be a little bit of a chilek between the way the Rambam understood that and the way the Baal Shem Tov understood that. The Rambam might have understood eating your lunch as serving Hashem because it's a form of avodas Hashem, it's a form of behavior that allows me to better serve Hashem. Meaning the eating itself is not such a chashuv thing, but when I eat with the intention that I'll be able to then learn or daven better or do mitzvahs better, so the mela of the eating is holy. The Baal Shem Tov would have put even more emphasis on it. The Baal Shem Tov would have said, no, not the eating is a stepping stone to putting on your tefillin with more energy, for those who eat before davening. Right? But the Baal Shem Tov would say that what? That the Baal Shem Tov would say that no, the eating itself is avodas Hashem. Right? It's not that I eat so that I can better sit in front of my Gemara with more energy. That when I realize that I'm eating as a fulfillment of the demands of God, because my body has been created by God to be hungry, and I make a bracha, and I eat with the realization that there are holy sparks in every bite that I'm eating, okay, so that's very lechatchila. Okay? So, in b'chukosai teilechu means the following. V'hu mayim ra'kaso kan, in b'chukosai teilechu, b'shvil eisek ha-torah teilechu, b'chol darkechem, b'achila, v'chulu, b'mishta, b'dibor, v'chulu, b'chol maisa, m'suva, me'ativius, when I involved in things of teva, when I service my body in the way that it needs to be serviced, but I do so for the purpose of Torah, so then that's gavaldik. That's in b'chukosai teilechu. To truly be walking with Hashem in all that I do. That all physical activities should be for the sake of better observance of Torah. Okay? And that's the teilechu. Because again, I'm going to be teilechu to many different places. I'm going to experience many different things. But it's all for the sake of b'chukosai. It's for the sake of your Torah, Hashem. Number five. Odias baral derachom zal the Gemara and Sanhedrin lamadali. Sharishus nisuna lalom de Torah lafarish ba v'lidrosh kama archinushvilin v'tamid vasik yechadish v'drashos haksuvim. Kasher yuchel ha-kosov se'eis kachol asher tasig yada b'tarasa. A person is given the opportunity to be creative in Torah. Hashem desires our creativity in Torah. Hashem wants us to find our individual chelek in Torah. And therefore, Atamal Chacham has permission to darshan the many pathways of Torah as the Torah allows itself to be expounded. There's only one disclaimer. There's only one prerequisite. Namely, that what? That it fits within the halachos of Torah and mitzvos. I can't take Torah and turn it into a weapon against Torah. So therefore, yes, the Torah wants and is inviting a person to have chidushei Torah, creative novel interpretations of Torah. However, v'yitzav Hashem kam v'amar im b'chukosai shehiya Torah teilechu, if you're walking in the pardes of Torah, like we mentioned before, if you're exploring new pathways of pshat, remez, drush, and so, that's gavaldik, tenai hu adavar, continues the pasuk, only thing I ask of you is what? Es mitzvosai tishmeru, but please keep my mitzvos. Please don't use the Torah as just a playground for you to have a good time and to have some intellectual stimulation. I'd rather you not be involved in coming up with chidushim if you're not going to keep the Torah. That's not what I'm interested, Hashem says. Peirish shelo yemegala panim b'torah shelo kalacha. Shelo v'tayras ha-tameh. Keep the mitzvot. Don't say, oh, this is permitted, even though it's tameh. V'asisam osam. Shelo v'tameh satar. And that's what it says in Pirkei Avos, the very harsh words of Maseches Avos. Hamegala panim b'torah shelo kalacha. A person who, God forbid, reveals new faces of Torah, which are not in accordance with the halacha. It's a creative pshat. I could fit it into the words, but it's not. It's against the Torah itself. How can you say such a thing? Ein lo chelek lo amav. It's a very, very serious violation, because again, you're taking Torah and you're using it against itself, which is a very treacherous thing to do. Yeah.
Doesn't the lashon of megala panim make it seem like it really is meant to be there?
Right. So that's a good point. Meaning, how can one say such a pshat that actually makes sense if it's going to go against the halacha? Right? Meaning, it seems like a stira mina ubei. How could such a thing even exist from within Torah that goes against halacha? So the answer could be that in a certain halachic context, you know, it's a perversion of Torah, but the nekuda that you're hitting on has an element of truth in it. The extreme would be, let's say, avera lishma, right? But even less than that. Even less than that would be that, you know, would be, um, would be to say that you're touching on a kernel of truth. You're being megalit in a way that you're not able to fully understand it, and that's why it comes out a little bit crooked. But there's an element of truth, though, which is why there's a giloy panim. You are uncovering a facet of Torah, but you're not able to set it on the proper path. And again, that's why there are certain restrictions in terms of certain people, certain ages, studying certain types of Torah. So there is a it's not a free for all, and that's again what the pasuk is warning us and reminding us. In b'chukozai teilechu, I want you to walk in the various gardens of Torah, but make sure you do it in a way that the conclusion is halachically sound. But you're right; it's an important point you're saying that there is Mishnah is calling it megalat panim b'Torah. It's not saying it's heresy; it's a giloy of a facet of Torah. But if you can't take it through to the halacha, and now you're megala that, you're creating more damage than gain. Yeah.
Isn't like the classic example of that, like Shabbos is a day of rest, and I rest by watching TV. So I'm not watching TV on Shabbos.
Okay. Could be a classic like high school example of that. I don't know if that was a classic example for the Rechaim Kaddish, but for us, I think we all get where you're coming from. Yeah. Exactly. Now, Shabbos is a day of rest, so resting to me means driving to the beach. Yeah. Okay. So that's you're touching on the truth that Shabbos is a day of rest, but you're being megalit in a way that's completely against the halacha. Okay, number six. Number six might be considered a hemshech what we just learned. The Mishnah says in Avos, Lo Am Haaretz Chassid. If you're an Am Haaretz, you can't be a chassid. What does that mean? It means don't take on stringencies that don't fit into your life. The example, right? The example of a person who's wearing a beautiful hat, but he doesn't own a pair of pants. He's walking down the street saying, how nice is this hat? And everyone's laughing at him. Why are people laughing at me? Isn't this a beautiful hat? They're like, my friend, you're not wearing any pants. Right? So to have a beautiful hat in one area of Torah, where you're not wearing pants, makes you look ridiculous. Lo ama aretz chassid. She'aser la ama aretz lesnai b'chassidus. She'aser chumras u'gedarim k'minig ha'chassidim. You have like a big chassid in one area, right? You're a total joke, your avodah is total leitzanis in a different area. You don't even know the basic halacha. Ki lefam yaseh chumra b'davar shu'ad rabba avaryan. Sometimes you'll think, oh, this I'm very makbid on this. You don't even realize, my friend, in that halachic context, what you're doing is an aveira. What's the example? Ki yimatei chaseh sheyirtza ligdor atzma lakayim mitzvos ana b'yam mekudashim v'tiyeh b'einav mitzvah gedola shamish mitasa b'leil kippur. A guy might say, I know there's a mitzvah called Ona, that there's a time for a man to be with his wife. And he says, I read once that, you know, Talmidei Chachamim are supposed to be with their wives on Shabbos, so I know it's a very holy thing. So I'm going to be with my wife on Yom Kippur. I'm going to be Makayim Mitzvah Ona, I'm going to be intimate with my wife on Yom Kippur, because that must be a very holy thing. My friend, that's one of the Yisurim on Yom Kippur, Tashmish Shemitah. So again, if you don't know what you're talking about, and you try to come up with your own svaras, you end up destroying Torah. He says, I heard of a person who had this svara. Someone told me that this happened, that he said, I try to be mekayim the mitzvah of onah in a holy way. Right? Just be normal, learn the basic halacha. If you're osei b'Torah, if you know what you're doing, v'es mitzvosai tishmeru perish tasu lachan mishmeres kedei lakayim gedarim v'shmiras v'lo zulaseh. In b'chukosai teilechu, if you're a Torah d'chayid, if you're a Jew who's been osek amelim b'Torah, if you're a person who knows Torah, then what? Then es mitzvosai tishmeru. Then what? Then you could take on additional shmira. He's learning tishmeru here as additional levels of shmira. Then you can make gedarim and siyagim for yourself, or you have special practices. But if you're not going to be learned in Torah, then don't take on special practices. Because again, what you think is a strengthening of Torah, is a deep awareness and fulfillment of Torah, might in fact be an avera. Number seven. Odir tzal derech omram, the Mishnah says in Avos, have a gola l'makom Torah. A person has to sometimes exile himself, limkom Torah, to a place of Torah. Shetzarech lakateit raglab mimakom l'makom l'omot Torah. Sometimes teilechu. Again, the first pshat we said in teilechu was what? Learn Torah when you're on the train. Now we're saying teilechu sometimes means you have to dafka travel for Torah. Maybe you don't have such access to Torah where you live. And you have to travel great distance to go to yeshiva. Well, guess what? In mechukosai, teilechu. Be prepared to travel. V'tzei l'mad divrayim from the very beautiful Gemara in Maseches Chagiga Daf Hey. Ki kulan hayu golin lilmod v'yesha haya holeich shisha chadashim. The Gemara in Chagiga gives us a clear impression that in the good old days, people would travel great distances in order to spend time in yeshiva. Sometimes traveling a distance of 6 months, v'chozer, 6 months in each direction. Kamo kein lasuk biyom echad. Even to learn Torah for one day. The Gemara tells the story of someone who traveled months to come to the base medrash for one day. And they made fun of him. They said, oh, look, a bar be'rav. Bar be'rav d'chad yoma. Oh, a rabbi. A rabbi, maybe we can have a one-day smicha program, you know? Yeah, so they made fun of him in the base medrash. Rabbi Yochanan came out of his room, and Rabbi Yochanan said, chutzpah, how dare you make fun of him? This person, the Pasuk says, the Navi says, that you should seek me out each and every day. And Rabbi Yochanan gave a drasha at that point, and he said, a person who seeks me out one day is as if he sought me out the entire year. As if he's been seeking a connection to Hashem the whole year. Because again, all of that traveling was also part of the mitzvah. So it's ki'ilu. Even though he spent a long time on the road, to spend one day in the Beis Medrash, it's a very chashuv thing. And therefore, in b'chukosai, she'esa katora tzrichem she'teilechum mimakomchem achareha, realize that for Torah, you might have to travel a great distance. Gam kadesh tiu pnuyim a nachon lilmod v'hu b'beso. Sometimes learning at home is very distracting. Kashri duhu b'tzar chayabayas. A person says, you know, I like learning in the comfort of my home. Right? I've got my chair, I've got my desk, I like my seat. Yeah, but it could be that if you're learning at home, then every couple of minutes, someone from the house, again, legitimate needs, your wife, your children are going to come and say, can you help me with this, can you help me with that? So your learning is not going to be, you're not going to be substantial. So there's a time to be home, and there's a time to say, I need to leave the house, not to go to the base medrash where I can concentrate on my learning. So therefore, in b'chukosai teilechum, l'chein yazov ish es aviv es imo, and the same thing is true for young unmarried people, a person sometimes has to abandon the comforts of his parents, v'yisum mekomo l'leches acharel. And that's in b'chukosai teilechum. A serious person for Torah, a person who's serious about Torah, teilechum is willing to travel on behalf of Torah. Don't worry, he's just taking a little break and he's going to get back to number 8 through 22 in a minute. Woe to the one who makes a gate to his fence, to his dira, and he doesn't even have a dira. Right? Meaning, woe to the person who's building a doorway when he doesn't have a house. What does that mean? She'ikar esa katora tzarech she'alishma v'lasos. Woe to the person who, again, is learning Torah without the stability of performing Torah and mitzvos. And that's what it means here. V'hu amar in b'chukosai. Shu esa katora t'nai hu hadavar v'es mitzvosai tishmur v'asisimosam. Part and parcel of learning Torah is fulfilling the Torah that you learn. V'amar v'es mitzvosai. We can explain this based on the Gemara in Brachos. Halome shalo lishma, noach lo shalo nivra. A person who learns Torah shalo lishma, better not to have been born. V'hekshuba tosos and tosos raises the question. Ibosesh amr lolam yasok ha'adam b'torah filu shalo lishma shemitoch shalo lishma balishma. Tosos in Brachos daf yud zayin, and in Psachim daf nun, raises the question that there are two conflicting Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Psachim daf nun that says what? You should always study Torah shalo lishma, because lo lishma leads to lishma. Then you have a Gemara in Brachos daf yud zayin that we just quoted that says what? If you're going to learn Torah lo lishma, better not to have been born. How do you resolve those two mamari chazal? Is it better to learn Torah in a bidyavid way, hoping that it'll lead to lishma? Or if I'm learning in an imperfect way, better not to learn at all, better not even to exist? Tosfos in both places raises the question. Again, the Gemara in Brachos is the one that says better not to be born. And Psachim Daf Nun is where it says, Mitoch Sholo Lishma Balishma. So Tosos gives two answers. V'tertzu kihem beiz afanim Sholo Lishma. Tosos says there's two aspects to Lo Lishma. Right? There's a Lo Lishma which is we can deal with, and there's a Lo Lishma that we can't handle. Aleph lekanter v'alech l'skabed. Do I learn to be a bully with my learning, to take advantage of others, to put others down? Or do I learn to pick myself up and to get kavod? They're both not good. I should learn because God told me to learn Torah. But if I learn to attack others, if I learn to flaunt my Torah, to make others feel bad, then better not to exist. But if I learn for my own self-pride, if I learn because I know it gives me kavod, not because I'm going to make someone else feel bad that I know more than them, but I do it so that people will be mechabe in me, that's a low lishma that we can handle. Lekanter nawach lo shelo nivra. If I do it, again, to ridicule others, better not to be born. Liyaskabed yasok shemitoch v'chulu. But if I do it for my honor, better to learn, because mitoch shelo lishma, hopefully ba lishma. So that's what it says here. V'hu maimra Hashem. Im b'chukosai teilecho. Tanayu adavar v'es mitzvosai. Sheba beiz mitzvos hatzvichem b'limuda shelo yelamdu lo lekanter v'lo eskabed. So now our pasuk is giving us the ideal. In b'chukosai teilecho v'es mitzvosai, meaning, if you're going to learn Torah, do it for the sake of the mitzvah. Don't do it, God forbid, to put others down. Don't even do it for your own self-pride and honor. Oz tishvu v'asisim osam. Mavtiach ha-kaso sh'agam sh'tavo aver liyado yenitzo mimena. If you learn Torah lishma, and here's the chiddush of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, limud Torah lishma protects a person from averus. Limud Torah shelo lishma, even the justified lo lishma, does not protect a person from averus. So we have to try to get to Torah lishma. Torah lishma, if a person studies Torah lishma, mamish lishma, that protects a person from averus coming his way. If you learn lo lishma for your own kavod, it's not good. You're not going to have that added protection of Torah, because again, he quotes a Gemara that Torah has a protection that mitzvos don't have. Torah protects you from the Yetzirah in a way that mitzvos don't. So this is actually a very, very interesting thing, this Shita L'Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Because what he's saying is that if you learn Torah for kavod, you might still have trouble with your Yetzirah. People sometimes read that Gemara in Sotah and says, I understand, mitzvos don't protect me from the Yetzirah, but Torah does. But I learned Torah and I still have a lot of Yetziraras. Says the L'Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, no, only Torah L'Shma protects you from the Yetzirah. Most of us are probably not Lakanter type of Jews. Most of us don't learn Torah, God forbid, right, to put others down. That's not the focus, even though sometimes we do make others feel bad about our knowledge in Torah. Right? But many of us do learn Torah because of a certain pride that comes with Limud Torah. And that pride might be, a Rebbe saying, wow, you're learning so beautifully. It might be, people in your community saying, wow, he's so stark, he's so serious. It comes in a lot of different ways what that kavod is. Right? The kavod might be that I'm trying to get a certain type of shidduch, so I want to look like a certain type of, a certain type of guy, so I can get a more serious girl. So again, those are all self-serving. Those are not because God said, I gave you the Torah and you should learn it. And if a person learns for his own kavod, the Torah does not offer that added special protection for the Yetzara. So again, it's an important thing to realize, because sometimes B'nai Yeshiva are like, well, I'm learning so much Torah and I still like have major Yetziharas. I thought Torah is supposed to conquer the Yetzirah. I thought the Gemara said, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. Yeah. That's the ideal Torah, Torah Lishma. Okay, so again, what we've established here, I'm not going to read the end of the piece, because I want to go to Ches, where it says Ches, to the next explanation of M'chukosai Teilechu. But again, he has a very interesting Shita here. He's developing, again, Tosos' answer to the Gemara in Brachos and Psachim. What is the definition of Lo Lishma? What type of Lo Lishma is bearable? And then he goes a step further and says that our Pasuk is telling us the idea. In B'chukosai Teilechu. If you learn Torah mamish lishma, then you'll be guarded and you'll be able to do mitzvos without the Yetzirah tripping you up. But if your Torah is anything less than lishma, don't expect that added protection from the Yetzirah. Ches. Everyone see Ches? Yeah? Ches. The eighth explanation is as follows. There are two svaros in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin. Achas Shor Rabbi Chanina v'Achas Shor Rabbi Yonasan. The Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yonasan were walking on a road and they were deciding, is it better to walk past a church or is it better to walk past a brothel? Is it better to walk past a house of Avodah Zarah or a house of Znus? And they each had a svar. Echad Amar Nechlaf Apischad Avodah Zarah. One said, let's walk past the house of Avodah Zarah because we don't have a Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. So let's walk in a place where we're not going to be tempted. The other one said, let's walk past the house of Znus. That way we can be tested and conquer our Yetzirah and get reward. That's dangerous. Yeah, but we're strong. We'll pass the test. So look what he says. Now, I'm not giving you my advice, per se, but the Pasuk says the Rechaim is telling us that when they decided to walk past the house of Znus and conquer the Yitzhar and get the reward, that was a good choice. That's what our Pasuk is telling. What does it mean? Perish. Yechol anatem leilich. If you're connected to Torah, so then walk with confidence. V'ani mavtichachem shes mitzvos haitishvu. If you walk with Torah, if you're a Torah-addicted Jew, you're not afraid of anything in the world. You can walk past a place of great temptation and still, mitzvos haitishmeru, keep the mitzvos. Shiu kof and yitzum, you'll be able to conquer the Yetzahara. V'im tomar v'lama yachlis asom v'sof exes, if you'll say, that is so foolish, why would I risk that? Why would I put myself out there in that way? Okay, I understand, my Torah should be able to protect me, but why take a risk? The answer is, v'asisim asam. Because if you do take the challenge and you pass the test, you're going to get reward. When you choose not to do that avera, even though you could have, it was right there in front of you, you're going to get a reward. And that's what one of the Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonasan said in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, let's conquer our Yetzirah and get a reward. So the Rechaim said, our pasuk is giving you rishus to do such a thing. Again, I'm not recommending it per se, but there is such a svara. To put myself in a difficult situation, and then to show that I've truly gained control of myself, and to be rewarded, knowing that I could have done this avera, but I chose not to. We had a shiur one time about this on a Sunday. Because if you remember, the Rambam writes, that what's the definition of tshuva gemura? To be ba'oso isha, ba'oso makom, ba'oso situation, exactly the same situation, the same girl you love so much, and the same girl you gave into that taiva with in the past. And now the feelings are the same, and the situation is the same. It doesn't have to be like, you know, you have to be like, oh, can we move over a couple of inches? Because last time, we were sitting over here. No, that's not what it means, oso mako. It means that basically the same scenario is back. The same feelings, the same girl, right? The same general situation. And this time, you make the right choice. So the question is, can I put myself in that situation in order to prove that I'm a Baal Tshuva? So the Baal Shem Tov had a very interesting shita about it. We spoke better. Tzadok, Rav Chaim weighs in on this. We quoted a piece of Rav Chaim, if I'm not mistaken, at the time. I don't know if it was this piece. But this Rav Chaim seems to say you're allowed to test yourself for the sake of gaining reward. But again, be careful. Okay? This is not a sefer of halacha per se. Okay, test number 9. It could be that what does it mean? How do you acquire Torah? Says the Mishnah in Avos, there are 48 kinyane Torah. Kilo kol arotza liknos Torah yashi kinyana. Not anyone can just acquire Torah. You need to have these 48 traits. Lav dafki, you need all 48 to start acquiring Torah. But if I don't have the 48 traits, character traits that are described in Pirkei Avos, then I can't acquire Torah. So therefore, in b'chukosai teilechu, im atem chafitzim lahasik haTorah, if you want to acquire Torah, tanaihu adavar, the condition is as follows. As mitzvosai tishmu v'asisim osam, shehim osam ha-memchas dvarim, then you should cling to these 48 ways that Torah is acquired. Ki yesh behem b'chinas ha-menios u'kenegdem amar tishmu, v'yesh behem b'chinas ha-masa u'kenegdem amar v'asisim. If you look at the 48, some of them are tishmu and some of them are va'asisim. Some of them are sur meira and some of them are ase tov. Again, open up a siddur to the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos when I list the 48 kinyani Torah. Some of them are positive traits that you need to have and some of them are things you need to not have in order to acquire Torah. So in b'chukosai teilech, if you want to have success in Torah, then what? Then tishmu va'asisim. You need to have some things that you guard yourself from and some things that you positively nurture and develop, and then you'll have success in Torah. So for example, what's something that you need to have? Shmias ozen. You need to have a receptive ear. It's a good thing. Right? You need to have binas halev. You need to have an understanding heart. What are some of the things you need to avoid? Miut derech eretz, less involvement in, let's say, parnasa, right? Miut shena, less sleep. Miut sicha, less conversation. Okay, so there's things that a person has to give up in order to have success in Torah. Sur meira, don't indulge. And there are things that I need to pursue. in terms of developing a certain skill set in order to acquire Torah. So that's what our pasuk is hinting to. Number 10. Od yirtzeh lohodiyah ma'alas eisek ha-Torah she'yesh bo ma'she'in b'eisek ha-mitzvos. It could be very simply that the Torah is telling us here, in v'chukos ha'teileichu, lios ha-meilim b'Torah, there's something special about Torah that mitzvos does not have. That Torah is in a certain sense greater than mitzvos. In what sense? Because when you do a mitzvah and you do an avera, your avera might erase that mitzvah, or your avera might, you know, contradict and bring shame upon you, the same way that mitzvah brought kavod upon you. But Torah is forever. Aval mitzvahs eisek haTorah mavticho. Torah lasts forever. That's why when Elisha ben Avuya passed away, after he had become Acher, they weren't exactly sure what to do with him. On the one hand, he was a renegade Jew. He wasn't committed to Shmiras HaMitzvos. On the other hand, his Torah was Torah. And they were trying to figure out, what do we do with his Torah? We can't just erase it so simply. Now again, we might make a chilek between the Torah that he learned after he went off the derech and the Torah from beforehand. But the point is, let's say you're a frum Jew for 50 years, and then God forbid, you're 51 years old and you decide, you know what, I'm not into this anymore. You chuck it. Those 50 years of mitzvos observance could be erased through your averos that you're going to do. But the Torah that you once learned with honesty and sincerity, even if you later contradicted that with a different lifestyle, that Torah is omedes la'ad. And therefore, in b'chukosai teileichum, this that you learned Torah is teilechu, be holich forever. It travels with you, is what he's saying. It goes on forever. Yeah.
It's like when you were saying in the Pirkei Avos, so like that guy who, like, you see him after 15 years out of basically, like,
right, he still feels a kasher to Torah, right? Right, interesting, right? Even the guy who starts, right, it's interesting. That's why you can have a person who goes off the derech who still is interested in Torah. Like, they like learning Torah. There's something about Torah that goes beyond mitzvos in that way, right? Even though, again, that could be a great perversion of studying Torah, but there is something about Torah that it's not makabel tuma the way that a mitzvah can be makabel tuma. Lo kol devar ke'esh no Hashem. The words of Hashem are like fire. The Gemara says, just like fire can't become tameh, so too Torah can't become tameh. So the Gemara brings in discussion. The person has to go to the mikvah before learning Torah, if he's a Baal Keri, etc. Okay, Yud Aleph. Jumping ahead to Yud Aleph. Od Yirtzal Derech Omrim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Orech Yamim Biyamina, Shamayminim Ba Scharam La'olam Ha'elyon, V'hamasmi'ilim Ba Scharam Ba'olam Hazeh. Torah comes with perks in this world and in the next world. A person who takes the right path, right meaning as opposed to left, the right path is what? Is good things in the world to come. Torah could also be used to take the left path, to get kavod and to get honor in this world. So therefore, says the pasuk, "In b'chukosai teilechu." If you're really a Torahic person, then teilechu. Then focus on what? That which is down the road. Don't focus on the perks. Don't focus on the reward in this world. Yes, Torah brings reward in this world and in the next. But in b'chukosai she'esek haTorah tiyeh kavanoschem be'esek zeh lo letachlis olam hazeh. Don't be one of the, you know, left wingers, the masmi'ilimba, those who are a little bit too much to the left. Be a little bit too much to the right. Be a little bit too much to the right. Right? To the right means that you're focused on what? The reward in the world to come. Teilechu. Not what you're going to get right now. But be a person who's patient and understands that good things come to those who wait. Everyone's invited tonight, Pirkei Avos, 8:15, at Congregation B'nai Yeshurun. I'm going to speak about the importance of patience in Avodas Hashem. Being patient with the Rabbono Shalom. Because after all, he's very patient with us. Okay? So this is what that's what this is saying here. Teilechu. Be patient. Be focused on the bigger reward. Don't worry about what am I getting, what does Torah give me right now? What do I get for learning right now? Yud Bez, number 12. Or you spiral pi devrayim b'mishas chasid and don't. We're not going to do all 42. At least now we're going to read all 42 in sight. It says in Pirkei Avos, kol chachmaso meruba mimaisov v'chulu. A person whose wisdom is more than their action, very bad. But a person whose actions in Torah are more than their knowledge of Torah, right? Meaning I make sure that everything I learn I apply, Very good. So therefore, what does it say? In b'chu kosai teilechu shu esek haTorah ulefi erech zeti ashmiras hamitzos v'kiyum kadeshi lo tiyach achmasom ruvim meisav. What the pasuk is saying in b'chu kosai, yes, be amal b'Torah, but teilechu, make sure you live it. Make sure you do that which you learn. It's not enough to just learn it. God forbid you become a person who's intellectually connected to Torah, but your actions are not molded by Torah. And that's why it says, "V'esmitzvosai tishru v'asisam osam." That's what it really means to be holich b'derech haTorah. Torah has to turn into action. Yud Gimel. Furthermore, we can explain based on the Mishnah Peah, "Elu devarim v'chulo v'talmid Torah keneged kulam." And therefore, says the pasuk, "In b'chukosai teilecho shu esek haTorah." Number 13 almost contradicts what we just learned from number 12. Number 13 says, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So if I learn Torah, it's as if, what? I did all the mitzvos. It's as if. Es mitzvosai tishmru, vasisam osam. Now again, yeah, the way to put together number 12 and number 13 is that of course you have to actually do it. But realize learning Torah is so significant that the pasuk is hinting in b'chukosai teilechu, just by learning Torah, it's ke'ilu, you did all the mitzvahs. Because Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. That's a gavaldic thing. That's number 13. Number 14, what happens when I can't do a mitzvah? Right? 12, 13, and 14. Number 12 is make sure you don't only learn Torah and forget to do mitzvahs. Number 13 is realize that when you learn Torah, what? You get tzchar, ke'ilu, you did all the mitzvahs. What happens if I want to do a mitzvah but I can't? Another way to do that mitzvah is learning about that mitzvah. Number 14, Yud Dal. O Yirtzal Derech Omra Zos HaTorah La'ula L'mincha V'chulu. Chazal explained at the very end of Maseches Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud. Adam Osek B'Parshas Ola, if you study the Parsha of Ola, Ma'ala Lav Akasuv Ke'ilu Hikrav Ola, you get tzchar as if you brought the carbon Ola. As it says in Hosea, Uneshalma Farim Sifaseinu, that we pay off our debts, we bring karbanos with our lips, with our words, with our tefilos, and with our learning. And this is a gevaldic line, the big chiddush our Chaim just said. It's not only true about karbanos. The Gemara uses karbanos as the example of something you can't do. If you learn it, it's as if you did it. The same thing is true about everything. If you're stuck in a situation, right? God forbid, imagine, a person gets stuck without tefillin. And he feels like, okay, I guess that's it. That's it. That's it for me and my relationship with tefillin. No, learn about tefillin. You're stuck without tefillin, but you're lucky enough to have a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph with you. Okay? So you know what? Every morning, learn Hilchos tefillin. Ki'ilu, you put on tefillin that day. Again, obviously, if you could put on tefillin and you just learn it, that's not sufficient. But a person who doesn't have, right? She'ena b'perek hesed yad, which means he's not at this time within reach of the mitzvah. When he learns about it, it's as if he does it. And then that's part of, and you know why? Because Tishmru, he says Tishmru. How does the Rachaim translate the word Shin Mem Rish?
You washed it.
What?
You washed it.
More than guard to watch. How else do we translate? Think way back. Yeah, exactly. Look forward to. Vaviv Shamar Es Hadavar. Remember, part of the Rachaim's definition of Shmiras Shabbos is looking forward to Shabbos. So again, in b'chukosai teilechu, if you're not able to do a mitzvah, learn about it. And in that way, es mitzvosai tishmu, it shows that you have what? A longing for mitzvahs. It shows, I wish I could do this mitzvah. I'm not forgetting about this mitzvah. Oh, I don't have tefillin. Okay, I guess I'm not going to put on tefillin on my desert island. No, what do you mean? I every day I think about tefillin. I'm learning about tefillin. I'm longing for tefillin. Yeah, Adam.
Maybe that's why, like, Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, like, we're supposed to, like,
we
can't observe yet.
Right, but we're showing that we're not going to wait for the Yom Tov to land on our head. We're preparing ourselves, yeah. Erev Shabbos, Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, absolutely. Okay, number 15, Tesvav. It could be that maybe the Pasuk is telling us, V'chukosai Teilechu, that don't forget that even though learning Torah is really important, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? If I'm learning Torah and a mitzvah comes my way, do I interrupt my learning, which is, can I get kulam to do a mitzvah? The answer is yes. Even though we have a rule, osik b'mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah, that's our first taste of Masechta Sukkah next year. Osik b'mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah, it's a sugi and sukkah. Yeah, so even though we have a rule that osik b'mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah, when you're involved in one mitzvah, you don't have to stop to do another mitzvah, but Torah is the exception. Because the whole point of learning Torah is in order to do. So therefore says the Pasuk, in b'chukosai teleichu, it's gavaldik that you want to learn Torah. However, es mitzvosai tishmru. Don't forget that sometimes you need to stop learning in order to do mitzvos. That's number 15. Number 16, as you can see, I'm reading less and less words as we go on and on, because it's getting later and later. Number 16, the Gemara in Bracha says, She'asar la'adam l'sum l'derach pa'amav ad she'yachtim divrei Torah. A person should not set out on the road until he first learns Torah. Learn Torah before you go on a journey. Ah, but you told me, Reb Chaim, your first explanation was learn Torah on the journey. Okay, also true. But you should learn Torah before you leave. Before you set out on a journey, Asur la'adam lasum la'derech pa'amav. Don't set your feet out on the road. Ad she'yachtim divrei Torah. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzedek lefanav yehaleich v'yaseim la'derech v'gomer. V'tzeyu l'mad mash'amru b'zar. The Zohar Kadosh says, Alahochem b'derech v'ein b'neim divrei Torah sh'mischayim b'nafsham. The same way that a person will make certain, imagine, a person is going on a dangerous trip. Yeah? You're wandering, I don't know, you're going on some adventure in the desert. Or you're doing some exploration in the forest. So you're going to bring certain tools with you to make sure that you have a safe trip. Well, guess what? Every time you step out your front door, it's also going on a dangerous trip. The trip of being involved in Olam Haza. And therefore you need spiritual protection. So before you walk out your house, you don't have to be like the Vilna Gaon who, you know, they say would learn the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim like 13 times. Right, what do they say? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
You'd learn the first paragraph, the first prakim, the akdama, Mesilas Yesharim many times before he'd walk out his front door. Okay, if the Vilna Gaon did, we should probably do it that much more. But okay, maybe we're not on that level. But at the very least, remind yourself. What do you think kissing the mezuzah is? What do you think having mezuzah on your doorway is? It's a reminder of the basic principles of Torah, of Kabbalah's Olmachas Shemayim, as you walk out to the world. Or as you bring the world back into your house, be careful what you bring inside. So therefore, in B'chukosai Teileichu, if you want to travel in the world, Perish, Kesheyesh Limud Torah, when you have Torah, in B'chukosai, then Teileichu, then you can walk. Then you can go to the world. Oz Teileichu Vetach, then you can go, like we saw on number 8, right? Then you can walk past the dangerous place and you'll survive. But if you don't have Torah, if Torah is not malava a person, then you're in big trouble. Number 17. What happens if a person... Now, I'm not sure exactly why 17 is different than 14. Right? A person who can't do a mitzvah and studies the Torah. Let's see. 17. O nischavin lower masha amru the Gemara in Shabbos. Chashav adam la'asos mitzvah. V'nenas v'lo asa. Ma'al v'kas v'kilo asa. Oh, no, it is different. Number 17 is saying a person wanted to do a mitzvah and couldn't do the mitzvah. Something happened that you weren't able to do the mitzvah. Right? Meaning you had the tefillin, but something happened that you weren't able to do the mitzvah. Some legitimate reason you were not able to perform the mitzvah that you wanted to do. So in B'chukosai Teileichu, realize that what? Lashon Asif, Perish, Tachshu'l Aleches, Tishmru, Gam Kein Tachshu'l Lasos Shmira, V'asisim Osam, Perish Ma'alani Aleichem, Ki'ilu Kvar Asisim Osam. That if you wanted to do the mitzvah, right, realize that lasid will be given credit, keilu, you did the mitzvah. So, b'chukosai teileichu, if you're a person who genuinely and generally walks in a way of Torah, and for something stopped you from being able to mekayim it, don't feel like, ay, 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 that day is going to be missing from my record. No, v'asisam asam, malani aleichem, as if you did the mitzvah. Okay? Because you wanted to do the mitzvah. Because again, tishmur, you long to do the mitzvah. Okay, number 18, he says there are three levels of spiritual vision. He says, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, Ki gimel hadragos b'vnei aliyah, there are three levels of spiritual vision. Number one, ha'alef ha'mistaklim bas baklariya delo nahara. Sometimes a person sees a vision where it's not perfectly clear. Beis ha'mistaklim bas baklariya nahara. A person of clear vision. Gimel da'ayle below bar. And then there's a third type of person, who what? Who has automatic access. Who doesn't even have to look. He's just there. He's always there when he wants to be. There's a person, again, who wants to see and doesn't see fully. There's a person who wants to see and with effort is able to see with clarity. And then there's the person who's so connected to Hashem that he's just there. He's just always there. The Eili below bar, he goes up, he goes in, without any blockage. What does that mean? U'pirashti al derech zeh pasach. Katan v'gadol sham, sham hu, ve'eved chafshi mi'adonav. Katan is a person who has a lower level vision. The more katan. Gadol is a person who has higher level vision. The Evin Chofshi Mi'adonav means what? The servant who goes free before his master. Without any hesitation. It's not that he comes before the king and he's able to have an intense and clear moment with the king. Or he has a somewhat awkward moment with the king. He's a person who's so close and so comfortable with the king that it's not even a big deal to stand before the king anymore, which is a very lofty level. Okay? So therefore, in Bechu Kosai, when a person studies Torah seriously, then Teilechu, then he becomes the type of person who what? Is a color of Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Teilechu, he comes and goes as he sees fit. He has a certain closeness to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, with mitzvos, even if I'm very serious about mitzvos, there's still a lack of comfortability with Hashem. But when I study Hashem's Torah and I get comfortable with Hashem's Torah, then Teilechu. Then I mamish, I walk with Hashem, the eyelid below bar. I enter without any, again, without any hesitation. Number 19. The ultimate pleasure, of course, is walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden. It's actually hinted to in this week's Parsha. He quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he says again in Bechu Kosa, when you learn Torah, then Teilechu. Then you'll be zochet to stroll with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden, which is the ultimate pleasure that a person could want to receive in this world. Okay? Number 20. Number 20 is an interesting one. Number 20 is that a person doesn't decide when he wants to die and when he wants to live. Right? Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, against your will you were born, against your will you die. So you're not in charge of that. However, a person who is very connected to Torah might have a little more say in how he leaves this world. In Bechu Kosai, if you're a Torah true Jew, in the deepest way, you're all of a Torah, then Teilechu. Then Hashem might allow you to leave this world as you see fit. Now again, would I want to leave this world early? Would I want to stay a little bit longer? Okay. But in Bechu Kosai Teilechu. Just realize that again, to whatever degree I'm connected to Torah, it will make for a better Misa. Okay? Again, not going to read the whole thing inside. That's what he says in 20, and he expounds upon it a little further in 21. 22. 22 is that a person who studies Torah realizes that there are higher and higher and higher worlds. So again, from Bechu Kosai, the more he learns Torah, Teilechu, the more he realizes that there are worlds beyond this world, and he might have a desire, again, to spend more and more time in those worlds, and again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might grant him access to those worlds because of his commitment to Torah. I want to end with 23. It's the last one I'm going to read inside, and then I'll just tell you a couple other ones quickly outside, but it's very late, so let's end with number 23, which is probably the most important one that we've seen so far. We've seen some very practical ones. But number 23 for me is the essence of what it means to be a Jew, to be a human, and it's something that I personally try to pride myself on, and it's something that I want for each and every one of you. And that is the following. Od yiratzal derech omram b'sefer HaZohar. The Zohar explains on the Pasuk, Shur o kesev v'chulu. When the Torah discusses different types of animals, and when the animal gives birth, and the animal is going to be perhaps brought as a carbon. Ki min ha-behemi eino mishtana migoder shabo nolad. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Holy Zohar points out that an animal is an animal is an animal. Yes, the animal will physically change as it gets older. But the animal, what? Shor okesev, right? Ki tivalit, when it gives birth. That when an animal is born, it's an animal. It's a fully developed animal. Meaning what? The animal's not going to learn anything over the course of its life. Animals learn things. Animals will certainly get stronger and bigger. Animals will develop certain skills. Yes, certain animals are born with certain innate abilities, which are shocking, that an animal could come into this world knowing how to do certain things, transmitted through the very DNA of its parent, right? The same way that emunah is transmitted so naturally from mother to child, from Jewish mother to Jewish child. So animals, yes, animals do have certain natural things, and animals will grow. But Rishon Be'achai points out, the Zohar points out, that the growth of an animal is totally, totally different than the growth of a human being. A man, a basar v'dam, is the ultimate creation of Hashem. Better than animals, and better than angels. Because animals and angels have something in common, and that is what? There's a certain reality into which they are created, which they remain in forever. And they can't really grow or change. Says the Zohar, The animal species is not able to change from the way in which it was formed, in which it was born. A man is meant to what? To be constantly growing, constantly changing. Ka'omram, like it says further in the Zohar, Zacha yasir yahavin lei v'chulu. Zacha yasir v'chulu. Holech v'gadel. That if he's a little bit more zocha, or perhaps if he's a little more zach, if he's a little bit more refined, then they give him this. And if he's a little bit more refined, they give him that. And he continues to grow, and he continues to grow, and he continues to grow. The avod of a Jew, of a man in this world, is to constantly be what? A holich. To constantly be growing. The famous words of the Navi Zechariah. Famous words of the Navi Zechariah, Parak Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk says, V'nasati lecha mehalchim bein ha'omdim ha'ela. V'nasati lecha mehalchim bein ha'omdim ha'ela. The difference between a malach and a person is that a malach is an omed. A malach stands in his place. But a person is a holich. A person has the ability, the gift of growing. Ve'ein ani yodea mahu asovev mahalchim elu. Uva kasav kan v'gila v'amarim v'chukosai. And yet we don't know, how does a person grow? It says the pasuk, in v'chukosai teilechu. The best way to develop yourself. And not just to develop your Torah knowledge, but to develop the entire spiritual personality is through the study of Torah. When we learn Torah and we open our mind to new pathways in Torah, like we learned earlier, the parts of Torah, and we study different parts of Torah, right? And we allow it to be a source of spiritual growth. In Mechukosai, Be'amtsoas Esek HaTorah, Tiha Saga Halaz Holech Va'or Mimadrega Shvela Madrega Aliona, you grow from level to level, Umin Aliona Shalamal Mimena, from one level to the next. And that's the ultimate thing a Jew can do in this world. If a person gets stuck on a certain level of spirituality, he might think, I'm a malach. But you should remind yourself, you also might be an animal. The fact that you're not growing might be a sign that you're acting like an animal. A human being is meant to grow. And that's in B'chukosai Teilech. Okay, there's a lot of other very interesting things here about how when you leave this world, the neshama ascends with the Torah that you studied in this world, because it's very dark. When the neshama leaves, it can't see. The Torah that you learned guides the path. It could be a reference to tefillin. Tefillin is sometimes called chok, so make sure that you have tefillin, which they used to teilech, they used to wear it all day. Or it could be that it says, B'chukosai Teilech, live above the mazalos, which are sometimes referred to as a chok. A Jew is lamalim in a teva. You're not bound by the natural order. A person can change his mazel. When a person learns Torah in B'chukosai Teilechu, he learns from chok. He learns from the nature of the world to Teilechu. Just like the sun and the moon and the stars always do their avoda, you should also always do your avoda. Now you should realize that your success in this world, Teilechu, is dependent upon your Torah. Your prosperity is dependent upon Torah. Maybe chukah refers to karbanos. Maybe chukah refers to karbanos, so make sure. Again, you bring karbanos, teilechu, v'smitzvosai tishmeru, make sure your karbanos are not stolen. Make sure your karbanos are proper karbanos. Okay, again, many, many beautiful explanations. So, 42 flavors, you should enjoy them all. And Amir Tzashem will be zocha. Tivakayim, all 42 explanations of the Rechaim HaKadosh on the words of chukosai teilechu. And in that way, we'll give a lot of nachas ruach to the Borei Olam. Yashar Kala. Thank you so much for coming. Have a great day.